preparing contingency plans related to business continuity. As defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a business continuity management system, BCMS, is part of the overall management system that establishes, implements, operates, monitors, reviews, maintains, and improves an organization's capability of delivering products or services at acceptable predefined levels following a disruptive incident. It is based upon identifying potential threats and their impacts to an organization and its business operations. The system provides a framework for building organizational resilience with the capability of an effective response that safeguards the interests of its key stakeholders, reputation, brand, and value-creating activities. Contingency planning to ensure continued operations in the face of an emergency can be called a BCMS, business continuity planning, or disaster planning depending on the focus of the plan. While the terms are sometimes used interchangeably, in other cases, continuity planning is used to restore business functions and workplaces, while disaster planning is used to get IT and other business support systems back online. Both are usually needed and could be addressed together or separately. A business continuity management system encompasses both of these types of planning and includes a framework for plan implementation and continuous improvement. A relevant standard for business continuity management systems is ISO 22301. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines ISO 22301 as an international standard that specifies requirements for setting up and managing an effective business continuity management system. This type of planning involves designating specific individuals to take on specific roles during an emergency, such as one person who is designated to contact persons on a list to give them further instructions. However, plans should be disseminated and practiced in advance, so that if communications are disrupted, the organization's contingency team members can work without needing further instruction. Contingency plans should include step-by-step instructions that indicate priorities for restoring services, such as getting communications back online first, followed by vital information systems and key production processes. A company should also have a designated spokesperson to work with the press so that a consistent message is delivered and the organization is not placed at further risk by an employee's well-meaning but poorly chosen words. When developing business continuity plans for the supply chain, business continuity can be called supply chain continuity. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines supply chain continuity as an organization's strategic and tactical capability to plan for and respond to conditions, situations, and events as necessary in order to continue supply chain operations at an acceptable predefined level. To make contingency planning a part of your supply chain strategy, consider the following tactics. Get support for contingency planning from the top. A governance structure should exist to verify proper preparation. Run a business impact analysis project to provide real data on risks, responses, and costs/benefits of funding contingency plans. This involves interviewing business process owners and assessing facilities, critical resources, processes, vital records/data, and internal/external dependencies. Critical recovery times are set as baselines. Be prepared. Develop contingency policies and plans and review them regularly. Make sure that specifically named supply chain professionals own the supply chain contingency plans and are responsible for keeping them current and implementing them as needed. Don't rely only on extra stores of inventory. There can never be enough of it to cover all potential problems, and it, too, is vulnerable. You need alternate processes to keep functioning after a disaster. Research best practices in your industry and globally. Use service contracts to require that supply chain partners follow best practices and submit written contingency plans. Like all other supply chain processes, contingency planning should cut across company and functional boundaries. While each organization will have specific responsibilities in a disaster, all the organization's activities will have to be coordinated. Develop a sourcing process that takes the loss of each key supplier into account and includes specific alternatives. When sourcing outside your borders, consider the total cost of the product or service being provided rather than just price. Rely on knowledgeable intermediaries when assessing foreign suppliers and customers. How likely are foreign partners to be disrupted by earthquake, flood, fire, famine, war, political interference, or economic uncertainty? In the world after terrorist attacks, tsunamis, hurricanes, floods, and pandemics, you have to plan as if the apocalypse were possible. Taking another look at sources closer to home may be advisable. Pay special attention to maintenance of information flows. Telephone lines can go down and stay down for hours, days, and weeks. Power can go out for similar periods of time, and generators require fuel supplies that can also run out. Know how you're going to communicate among supply chain partners to coordinate the disaster plan's implementation. Track your shipments and assets with radio frequency identification, RFID, global positioning, the Internet of Things, IoT, and blockchain. Third-party event monitoring services can also be leveraged. For example, Resilinc provides monitoring and filtering of news and social media, end-to-end supplier monitoring, and supplier scorecards. You can't implement a contingency plan until you know you have a problem. Purchase business continuity insurance, not just asset loss insurance. Test your plans and train employees and managers to understand and implement them. Run drills or tabletop walkthroughs for specific events or portions of the plan, such as data center recovery from backup. This helps prepare individuals and verify their level of preparedness.